Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hey! It's Tommy Two-Tone bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Matheson. He's the author of The On-Demand Brand. Rick, I need your website, please.
Yes, easiest one for your listeners is generationwow.com.
Check it out. We're talking about three digital marketing trends that Rick's come up with that we need to pay attention to. One, the first one was turning products into services. I remember in the old days, I was teaching people how to turn services into products.
Uh-huh.
And had great success with that. So this is flipping it around, folks. And the pranking, the prankvertising was the last one we talked about. That was crazy off the charts. And now get real, you say. What's that mean?
Yeah, so this is one that every SMB really should be looking at. So the other trend is, you know, worth its weight in free publicity is real-time marketing, or sometimes called newsjacking. I'm giving you lots of new terms today here, Jeff.
Newsjacking.
Yes. So think about it. You know, lights go out at the Super Bowl, Oreo's ready. They've got a tweet featuring a small, you know, product image that reads, power out, no problem, you can still dunk in the dark. Well, all that was someone paying attention to something and tweeting about it. Mm-hmm. So what's good for big brands like this can be even better at the local level with all these new tools that are emerging to help, you know, even tiny brands capitalize on big brand strategies. So it's all free, costs you nothing. Think of big local events, you know, homecoming or graduation or big football game, a new park opening, whatever. Go and live tweet it or post it to Facebook or whatever, but in real time, not a day later, just do it in real time, tying in the happenings with your business's value proposition.
So what would that sound like? What would that look like?
So let's say you're a pizzeria and, you know, you're saying, you know, hey, once you're done with the big game, come on down for free, whatever. And the secret here is, post this way, but look for the hashtags that others are using and chime in on those
glom onto the hashtags.
Exactly. Now, don't overdo it, though, or it's going to backfire.
Right. You've got to be careful.
Ticked. Yep. But the idea is to
be also, if you've done a good job of getting a Twitter following, you all you have to do is just tweet it to the people who've already given you permission to send them stuff.
Absolutely. And it just shows you're part of the community. You're an active member of the community, and you care about them.
And you're with it, right? If it's a local concert or a big game or something like that, you're with it. You're part of it. Like you say, you know what's going on.
Exactly.
And you want to contribute to the overall experience.
Exactly.
Rick, that's what I call relevance. That's what relevance is all about. And guess what? You might not have to put any kind of a discount. Just say, hey, don't forget, pizzas are great after a ball game. You might not have to say, I'll give you a discount. Just reminding them of where you are and making them their mouth water for a pizza, that might be all you have to do.
All you got to do.
See, that's
right
the thing.
Right at the moment when they're thinking about it.
I keep trying to remind people that relevance comes before they even ask what price it is.
Right. Now, I can tell you, Jim, big brands are doing this every day. There's no reason why a small brand can't capitalize on all these things. Amazon, these other brands are never going to be able, really, if you think about it, never really going to be able to compete with this. You know, you're not going to compete with the scale of the large companies.
Right.
You're going to have a much bigger
game. They're not going to micro either.
Exactly.
And you're micro.
Not going to be able to compete at a homegrown business shop.
And you don't have to conquer the world. You just need to get your piece of the local pie.
Right. Use the big boys' tricks against them. Score one for the home team.
Right, right. Well said. What's another example?
So, local company, you know, we talk about homecoming or whatnot, a dress company, you know, getting ready for, it's 2 weeks from, you know, the prom.
Prom night, right.
Prom night, and they're saying, you know, hey, you know, next year, think about this, you know, our brand, you know, come on down to our store. You know, in those 2 weeks beforehand, just be sending out the messages. God,
Maybe get your customers from last year, from this year, to take pictures, give you permission to release them, and next year, before the prom time, say, hey, here's how we made people look beautiful last year. Come by to see us.
Absolutely. Or say, hey, did you, you know, let's say it's the night, you know, 2 weeks beforehand, there's some big show that they know their teen audience watches every night on
right.
TV. This is a right. major, you know, reality show or something.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the dress that you've got at the dress store. You say, hey, you know, ladies, we've got the big dress that, you know, the dress that Brianna's wearing on whatever.
Right.
Come
right.
on down, you know, tomorrow
right.
and see our full stuff.
Another thing, if you're B2B, if you're a contractor and a supplier, if there's an open house, if there's a grand opening or something like that, or maybe even a groundbreaking, if you're going to be part of that project, the construction or the development or whatever, that project, put that up out there, right? I mean, this is not just about retail.
Not at all.
Remind folks.
Business needs to be doing it as well.
One more time, the website, Rick.
Yes, generationwow.com.
The book is called The On-Demand Brand. The author is Rick Matheson, our good friend and longtime Brain Trust member. Rick, good job today. Come back soon.
Anytime, Jim.
Rick Matheson, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Rick joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.